This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is. The Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday, talking about the lies, the exposure of the lies, and how they are on the run. And the left is in serious trouble right now because they have existed really forever on lies. It's all based on lies. And now, because of the easy access of information, it's killing them. Killing them. Back to what Eric Schmidt and this Jennifer Daskal were saying. Listen to this. Listen to this entire exchange.
Is your position that it would have been appropriate for the government to work with social media companies to censor points of view that maybe COVID-19 originated in China?
Senator, it's my view that it's not appropriate for the government to censor any points of view.
Literally, you were a part of the Disinformation Governance Board of the United States of America. My contention is the Orwellian name of Ministry of Truth was already taken. So the Disinformation Governance Board slid right in. And you were a big part of this. I mean, you wrote the charter. And so I find it kind of rich that you're here expressing concerns about First Amendment concerns about anything. A federal district court judge said this was the biggest affront to the First Amendment in the history of the United States of America. This censorship enterprise that the Biden administration engaged in, that you were a big part of.
Think about the efforts the Biden administration went to censor information, and still his approval numbers went into the toilet and he got creamed. I realize it was domed, but then he got creamed in re-election. They lied about everything the entire time and he got crushed. Currently, why do you think it is? Why do you think Democrats are on their heels right now about Joe Biden's health, his mental health, and his physical health? Why do you think Hakeem Jeffries is having to put statements out like this every day?
Seems to me entirely inappropriate that at this moment in time, when President Biden is dealing with a serious and aggressive form of cancer, there are Republicans who are peddling conspiracy theories.
But communists have gotten away with lying about the president's health before. Look, Woodrow Wilson's probably the best example. We didn't find out till after the fact. And even now, it's one of those little-known historical facts. Woodrow Wilson wasn't even a functional adult by the time he was done being president. Yet, people didn't know. They didn't know because these people controlled every part of the media and lied about everything. And because we didn't have social media, we didn't have podcasting, we didn't have all these things, people didn't have a way to access the truth. But now, when the president has dementia, it wasn't news that Joe Biden had a scrambled egg brain. You didn't find out on debate night that Joe Biden's brain wasn't functional. You and I were laughing about it for the whole 4 years. Why? Why did you know? And okay, maybe you're saying this show. Set that aside. If it wasn't for this show at all, you would still have known. Why? I didn't give you new information, maybe a new soundbite or something like that you hadn't heard, or a new perspective, but information? I didn't give you new information. You already knew it. Why'd you know it? Because the access to information is everywhere now, and it's killing these people. And they're not changing tactics, you see, because communists can't change the fact that they simply lie about everything at all times. It's in their base nature. They can't change it. Instead, they have these people on the news.
Normally, doctors will stop screening for prostate cancer at 75 or so, because after that, the prostate cancers you typically pick up are very slow growing. And so the harms of all of the testing and treatment for something that may not kill you, you know, you're talking about risk versus benefit. It may not be worth the risk.
Isn't there a blood test that men can take to know if they have an issue that might warrant further examination?
So there's something that we call a PSA test, but that can also be indicative of many different things. It could just be you have an enlarged prostate. Maybe you have a low-grade infection in the prostate. There are many things that can cause that. And so this is, again, why after a certain age, doctors will typically stop screening for prostate cancer.
Wow.
But in his case, it's not screening. It's important to emphasize this was diagnostic because he had urinary symptoms. And so there was a reason to do more testing.
They just lie at all times. And it doesn't work anymore. 60 Minutes' Scott Pelley was talking to a group of college grads, and he told them that freedom of speech is under attack. Now, we're not going to cover everything we covered last night with that 60 Minutes segment again, which we've done before, but obviously you know what he's saying there. Freedom of speech is what? What is freedom of speech? That's the language he knows you want to hear. That's why he used that specific language. But he's not talking, of course, about freedom of speech. He's talking about the freedom to lie, to deceive. That's what's under attack. And that's what poses the greatest risk to Western communism. Without the freedom to lie, Western communism cannot survive. No communism can survive. University of Florida. They're supposedly about to have a new president. This guy, Santa Ono, was about to be one of them. Rumor has it, not anymore. Why? Because someone found this.
We're repealing and rolling back over $500 billion in funding for the...
Completely the wrong one. Someone found this.
Systemic racism is embedded in every corner of any institution. And so the only way to solve it is to have everyone doing their part. Being truthful about the fact that there is racism. But second, actually, really looking at themselves inside.
Yeah, they found old video of the fact he's a dirty communist and now gone. We could go on and on and on about the media cover-up, about every single part of it. Look, there's wars. The lies about wars. The lies about the border. The lies about everything. They're not surviving in this day and age. Now, of course, the question always is, are enough people finding out fast enough? But if you look at the popularity of the modern Democrat Party, it's not just you and me. It's not just the hyper-informed. Norm and Norma, even the normies out there, they think Democrats are a bunch of liars. They may not love Republicans, but they think Democrats are a bunch of dirty liars. Why do they think that? Not because they are. They always have been. They know that now because of social media, because of the availability of new sources of information these people don't control. That's why. Let's do some emails. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Dear Jesse with the strong tongue. This is about my ability to eat wings in ways that other people cannot, and we're not going into that again. Remember when Biden showed up to that 2020 debate with the obvious IV bruises? I wonder what they were pumping him full of. Well, again, this goes again to information like we were talking about. Joe Biden was receiving some sort of medical treatment while he was president. That we know. Now, we don't know necessarily what it was for, because they lie about everything. Were they pumping him full of amphetamines to get him jazzed up for the debates? Probably. If you look at his pupils, he looked like he was about coked out of his brain. So it was probably that. Was it some sort of a cancer treatment. Could be. But you know what they couldn't do? Even with the president of the United States of America, they couldn't completely cover up the fact that something was being done because we saw the pictures of it. We saw him walk out on stage. They claimed he'd been up working all day. And yet when he walked out on the stage, he still had the lines from the CPAP machine he'd been wearing from the nappy nap he just woke up from 5 minutes earlier. In this day and age, you cannot build anything on complete lies. There's no way you can control everything for long enough. It doesn't work. You can control some things for some time. There's no question about that. They did it during COVID. They've done it a million times. But at some point in time, people are able now to break free of the world of lies in ways they never were before. And the exposure to the truth dooms communism in the end. Chernobyl, it doomed the Soviet Union because you couldn't control the fallout. Other countries had to be notified. People had to find out that the Soviet Union didn't have its stuff together. Bad press, people getting fired. It was just, in the end, too much. What was too much? Not the nuclear explosion. The truth is what doomed them in the end. Remember that. All right. We will get to this corrupt admiral and the big, beautiful bill, but I want to do a few emails. But first, I want to talk about saving you a little bit of money when it comes to your dog. There is something most people don't consider when they buy a dog, if it's your first dog. Everyone thinks about the food. Well, he's going to need a toy once a year, and he's going to maybe need a dog bed if that's your thing, or he needs food. Everyone takes that into account. You know what people don't think about? Vet bills. Man, oh man, do they take you to the cleaners when you walk into the vet with your puppy. When I tell you about Rough Greens, I hope you don't think that it's going to cost you money. I mean, don't get me wrong, Rough Greens costs money, but having a healthier pet that gets vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils and antioxidants, I would argue in the end it saves you money because you're not at the vet all the time because your dog isn't eating pure garbage. Sprinkle it on your dog's food and watch your dog come alive and stay alive. Created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black specifically for dogs. And they have Meow Greens for cats. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You know what? I'm going to continue on these lines. Sorry for a minute before I get to the emails. But another thing, talk about exposure of lies. Mike Pence went on NBC News. He's doing one of these big anti-Trump press tour things. This guy just will not friggin' go away. But here he was.
But Kristen, I've never been a fan of American presidents criticizing America on foreign soil. And to have the president in Saudi Arabia questioning America's global war on terror and describing it as nation building and interventionist, I thought was a disservice to generations of Americans who wore the uniform, who took the fight to our enemy, you know, in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
Hey, Mike, sell that someplace else, buddy. I have a lot of friends who fought in the GWAT. I myself fought in the GWAT, Iraq, not Afghanistan. I don't know a single one of them. And no matter where they're at in life, some are doing well, some are not, some are dead. You know, some are, it's been an up and down struggle for sure. But not a single one of them, not one, talks lovingly about the mission. Not one. Because there was no mission. We never knew what it was. What are we doing? Nobody knew what it was. After Saddam was gone, well, why are we here? In Afghanistan, we're doing what? Why you put an American Marine over there and he's standing guard in the poppy fields? He's going to ask, why am I here? What is the point of all this? 20 years of that. And you think it's a disservice to talk about that? You know what's a disservice? To all the men and women who fought over there, bled over there, lost friends over there. You know what's a disservice? Letting all the people who encouraged that and engineered that, all the people responsible for it, letting them just get off scot-free without being questioned and trying to act as if it's patriotic to do that. That is a disservice. No, 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 no. If the young men have to go fight and die, I get that. That's the way life works. That's the way history works. I understand that. But the people sending them, you'd better be able to explain yourself. You can't call Iraq nation building. We sent in the United States military and we toppled their government and attempted to put in ours, or at least a different one. What do you call that, you freaking moron? We did the exact same thing in Afghanistan. We went in, we toppled the powers that be, and attempted to put in a different government. That's nation building. Now, you can agree or disagree with the concept of nation building, but don't act like it's not nation building. That's exactly what you did. And in both cases, don't tell me about what you wanted. Don't give me the poster board. I don't care about that. In both cases, the experiment of nation building in these areas has failed. In no way is Iraq better off now than they were under Saddam Hussein. In no way. The country is collapsing on itself. It's a disaster. In Afghanistan, the little freaking girls can't even go to school now because the Taliban, the people we supposedly fought for 20 years, we just armed them and let them take the whole place over. You're offended?
But Kristen, I've never been a fan of American presidents criticizing America on foreign soil. And to have the president in Saudi Arabia questioning America's global war on terror and describing it as nation building and interventionist, I thought was a disservice to generations of Americans who wore the uniform, who took the fight to our enemy, you know, in Afghanistan and in Iraq.
Another guy I served with just shot himself in the head and killed himself not long ago. He was a machine gunner in Iraq, 0331. Good man. Good man. Good fighter. Did plenty of time over there. At least two tours. I actually think he might have done three, but at least two tours. Saw some terrible things. Saw so many terrible things. He could never get himself right. And just made that horrible decision, one that I hope you never, ever make, and killed himself. Why? Mike Pence, if you're going to speak lovingly about all that, you owe that young man, and more specifically, you owe the family he left behind, a specific explanation about what exactly he did. He was in Iraq. He fought for his country like a lion, like patriotic young Americans do. And he doesn't owe you. You owe him an explanation. Don't talk to me about disservice, you piece of slime. Because every single person who fought in the GWAT, we all experienced a disservice, especially the guys out past the wire. Don't you ever tell me about disservice. We know all about disservice. And we all, I'll put it to you this way, we all think about you. You scumbag politicians. We think about you from time to time. All right, we'll be back.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. obviously the goal is a championship. That's, there's no doubt in that. And that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, how are we supposed to get a bill passed that will actually cut the crap that Doge found? According to you, Jesse, the Republicans will pass the crap the Democrats are spending and we'll be back where we've started. Well, how can we do this? So let's combine this with, here's a headline from Just the News. Decade after the Tea Party movement, conservatives are still unable to meaningfully cut the debt. Why do we have a big bill? Trump was on the Hill today trying to get votes for it, but it's allegedly $1.5 trillion. Gigantic. Unbelievable amounts of waste. They're even, and I quote, protecting Medicaid. Why? I see the debt. You see the debt. We're aware of the deficits. Look, you're the hyper-informed. You understand why you have inflation. You have inflation because of government borrowing and spending. And yet, they keep borrowing and spending. Well, here's the thing. Have you ever watched anybody get healthy or try to get healthy and fail? More specifically, or maybe that's been you. Maybe you're fat or just unhealthy in some way. And maybe you've tried to work on that and you failed. Why? Well, let's talk for a second. Yesterday morning, I woke up, said goodbye to the boys, poured myself a cup of coffee, and then I sat down at the counter with some bacon and eggs that I had made to just kind of eat my bacon and eggs and look at the news of the day and whatnot. Well, I was in the kitchen this whole time, and I'm sitting at the kitchen counter. And I'm there for an hour, 2 hours, half talking to her, half gathering things. But she's not just sitting in the kitchen. She is chopping and straining and washing and endless amounts of fruits and vegetables and everything under the sun. And she gets done. And there are all these containers, I don't know, Tupperware, whatever it is, and this has fresh vegetables for this, and this is fresh fruit, and this is the 2 hours of work. And she looks at me and she says, man, I'm telling you what, people don't realize how much work it is to eat healthy. You know what I did the day before? I was eating bacon and eggs that day. You know what I did the day before? I actually ordered for delivery my breakfast tacos to the house, and they delivered breakfast tacos to me to the house. Breakfast tacos, covered in cheese, tortillas. It was incredibly easy. Now, what if I wanted to change? What if I decided, hey, I'm too fat, I'm too unhealthy, what? I'm going to start eating better. Is that just a decision I make at mealtime? Well, no, If I want to start eating like Ob eats, and I do not, I want to be clear about that, but if I want to start eating like Ob eats, well, then I'm going to have to dedicate the time Ob dedicates to making that happen. It's going to involve 2 hours in the kitchen with produce and the chopping and the fresh this and the making that. But that, no more delivery of breakfast tacos. No. No, you go to the kitchen and you prep. And that I'm not willing to do. Why don't we actually have cuts? And more specifically, why don't the people want cuts? Well, the people want to lose weight, but they also want the breakfast tacos, and they don't want to lose weight bad enough to give up the breakfast tacos. Everyone knows the debt's too high, the deficit's too high. Everyone knows it will end the country. Our interest on our debt is far larger than most GDPs. It's just crazy, and the numbers are getting worse. They're growing exponentially, and none of this is my opinion. These are all facts. Yet, everybody, and I'm not even going to lay blame at one person's feet, because really it's the American people as a whole, the politicians, the bureaucrats, and the American voter. They don't really want cuts. Oh, they want the debt to go down. But can't we have the debt go down without cutting anything I like? And you see, that's not how it works. You can't lose weight and get breakfast tacos delivered every day. You have to change your entire lifestyle, how you live. It's a fact. You can't reduce the debt. You can't get real spending cuts without giving up some things. Republicans right now are dead set on, and I kid you not, protecting Medicaid, a gigantic government entitlement program that shouldn't even exist. So every single Tom, Dick, and Harry Republican, every one of them, from Trump on down, Trump, every senator, every House member, every governor, every Republican top to bottom will scream until they're blue in the face about how they want to balance the budget and debts are too high and we're going to get things under control, and yet a gigantic government entitlement program can't be touched? You're telling me you want to lose weight while you're ordering the breakfast tacos. That's why it doesn't go down. The American people don't want it to go down. They say they want it to go down, but no politician ever loses his election for spending too much money. You can lose your election because it's a wave year and you're on the bad end of it. You can lose your election because of corruption. You got busted with a suitcase full of cash under the drawer. You can lose your election for a variety of different controversies out there. But one thing even Republicans know is you do not lose your election for spending too much taxpayer money. The taxpayer wants you to spend their money. The taxpayer demands it. And don't tell me they don't, because I look at the voting records, and you don't lose your seat in a primary for voting for big spending bills. You don't. It doesn't happen. The American people want the federal government to hand out presents and goodies. And I'm not even killing the American people, because that is something that is old, that is as old as mankind himself. Mankind, for some reason, I don't get it, mankind loves it when the king rides through the town square throwing out loaves of bread to the masses. They love it. They cheer. They pour their adoration on him. Never mind the fact they were taxed for that bread. Never mind the fact that the government stole your money first to then steal a bunch of it and then make a bunch of bread, which probably sucked, and then they drove through and threw you your own money back. The people freaking love it. Do you want to know how you get reelected in Congress? Not everywhere, not everywhere. But in most districts, blue and red, you know how you get reelected? Bring some of that cheddar back home. You think it's fighting for values? Ah, you get reelected by bringing some of that cheddar cheese back home. Hey, I'm Congressman Jesse Kelly. I've been here 6 years now, and I'd like you to give me another 6 years. Here I am, standing in front of the Jesse Kelly Memorial Airport. We got a brand new parking lot, great runway. We even put a Chick-fil-A in there. In that last congressional bill, I made sure $100 million was carved out for you and the Jesse Kelly Memorial Airport. So if you enjoy flying the friendly skies out of the Jesse Kelly Airport, I'm asking for your vote again for Congress. And the American people don't say no. The American people say, yeah, I love you, Jesse. Woo-hoo-hoo, new airport, baby. And then they go to their neighbors that night and say, man, I can't believe the debt. Wow, inflation's out of control. Someone should cut spending. That's why. And that's why I get angry and frustrated. That's why. We'll touch on the Thomas Massie thing and the Navy corruption, then we're moving off that because the whole subject angers me to no end. Before we do that, you might want to find other ways to cut some bills out of your life. Cell phone bill is a good place to start. Good time to reduce costs, and you pay too much money for your Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. These companies put a freaking store every 100 feet, and you are the one who pays for all that overhead. You pay way too much just so AT&T can have a store on every corner. With PureTalk, they went out and hired Americans who speak English. When you call them, that's who you'll talk to, all by phone, all by mail. And right now, they're giving out American-made flags, Allegiance flags, American flags to 1,000 veterans. That's what they're doing for the patriotic holidays. That's the kind of thing PureTalk does. While your cell phone company funds Black Lives Matter, mine gives back to veterans. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, a fantastic Tuesday. My final word on the spending thing is this, and then I'm moving on because I've already talked about it at length, and we have to listen to Marco Rubio beating up on other senators. I can't believe Rubio now. Final thing on this. First, yes, you can stop emailing. I heard what Trump said about Thomas Massie. Thomas Massie's the Kentucky congressman who he's not going to vote for it. He said it's too much spending. It's too wasteful. Trump said this.
I'm a fiscal hawk. I'm a bigger fiscal hawk. There's nobody like me as
Thomas
a fiscal
hawk. Thomas Massie said that's more deficit than Biden did, and this bill kind of...
Because we have to fix the country.
Do you think that Thomas Massie is correct in saying that this is adding Biden most?
No, I don't think Thomas Massie understands government. I think he's a grandstander, frankly. He'll probably vote. We don't even talk to him much. I think he should be voted out of office.
Well, Thomas Massie says this is Biden levels of spending. And it is. That's not debatable. That's math. I don't care about your arguments on it. That's math. We've talked already. Trump wants it because he put the things, his campaign promises, he put them in there. He wants them in there. And so whatever else, whatever other garbage is attached to it, he wants that in there because he wants it passed. He wants a legislative agenda that matches his campaign promises. I get it. I totally get it. But it's a big bill. And it's really bad. It's really, really corrupt and bad. But I get it. I do. And look, I mean, we talk about things. I brought it up before. About things like $1 trillion for the American military. $1 trillion? You see this story? Retired four-star admiral, he was the number two man in the United States Navy, found guilty of bribery for accepting a $500,000 a year job in exchange for a lucrative Navy contract. The American Pentagon cannot pass an audit because of the vast amounts of wealth theft and corruption inside of the building, and we're about to hand him $1 trillion. It doesn't work that way. But back to what we said, if you want to know why, I don't know why I waste my breath on it. You don't lose by spending too much money. You lose sometimes by not spending too much money. Anyway, let's move on. Let's talk about some emails then. Jesse, you said we need a reformed Democrat Party. We rejected the party as it is now, with new Democrats trying to pull the party even further left. that will be a nail in the coffin for the country to dissolve them completely. Look, I have said that I believe the Democrat Party is in, they're in a level of trouble that is very, very difficult to come out of. And there is a chance that a new party emerges. Maybe not, but there's a chance. And it's the inability to lie. Joe Biden's 4 years, it was Democrats unchained. Democrats unchained because he just sat in the corner drooling on himself. The communists around him got to do whatever they wanted. It didn't matter what it was. Open up the border? Sure. Hey, let's send the DOJ after our enemies. Sounds good. There was nothing they wouldn't do. And for 4 years, they were completely high on their own supply. You could tell. They just loved it. They loved every minute of it. We can do whatever we want. No one will hold us back. Just go crazy. Kill everyone. Ah! But we don't live in the Soviet Union. We live in the United States of America, where we still have elections, where we have social media, where the American people watched for 4 years while these people acted like complete savages and America said no. And even now, they're out there having to try to clean up Joe Biden's poopy diapers.
It seems to me entirely inappropriate that at this moment in time, when President Biden is dealing with a serious and aggressive form of cancer, there are Republicans who are peddling conspiracy theories and want us to look backward at a time when they actually are taking health care away.
Those talking points, those lies are not landing anymore. The segment of the population that is absorbing and believing those lies is shrinking more and more and more. And if you look at it demographically for who's buying it, the shrinkage is going to continue. And when I say that, I mean it's older people, not all older people, obviously, but demographically, the older you get, the likelier you are to believe what's in the mainstream news. It's just that's out of habit because older people are used to turning on the news and listening to the news, watching the news. But that portion of the population is always getting smaller, isn't it? The younger you are in America, think how wild this is. The younger you are in America, the greater the chances are you will see through media lies. My son's friends aren't even political. These are 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. And they don't even necessarily have solid political philosophies. It's not that. It's not that they're coming in the house talking about capitalism. It's not that. But you know what they do know? They know the news is lying. That's a lie. They'll talk about it. They know Democrats are evil, Democrats are lying, and the news is lying. Now, I'm not saying they came in chanting Donald Trump's name or something like that. Some do, some don't. It's not that. But they know, well, that's a lie. Well, that guy's lying. Piercing through all the lies, the system of lies the communists have created for the longest time. Jesse, with the way things have been going this week in the federal government, would you consider accepting the White House's offer to do some interviews there and ask hard-hitting questions that actually matter, since apparently no one else will? No, I don't want to go to the White House. I don't have any desire at all. I hate Washington, D.C., and no, I don't want to go back and mingle with any of those people. I like right here, normal America. I like where I live. Why do you roll your eyes, Chris? You want to go back there so bad. Why? I know you've never been. You don't want to go. There's nothing there. Trust me. It's not even. The National Mall, it's fine. I'll tell you what, the Vietnam Memorial is heavy. That's really cool. That's really, really cool. The Vietnam Memorial. You know what else is cool is finding good new employees through ZipRecruiter. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. When you have an employee who sucks, you need to replace them. You think I don't know what I'm talking about? Chris, you know what I'm talking about. When you have an empty desk, where do you find that employee who's going to be good? Because it's so hard. There's so much garbage out there. That's what ZipRecruiter is for, and that's what Zip Intro is for. ZipRecruiter has Zip Intro, which you get for free because you listen to my show. What is it? They'll set it up for you. Back-to-back video calls with potential candidates. boom, 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 just lined up for you. Quick little video interview, yay, nay, oh my gosh, he was horrific, that kind of a thing. You get to try that for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. You post your job today, you're talking to a qualified candidate tomorrow. Multiple. Go. Find somebody great. Let's talk about judges not retiring. Let's talk about running into animals and more. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.